SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy, and remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
Episode 10 years. Wow. We've been doing this show for 10 years.
Wait, well, this will be our 10th year.
Something, I don't know.
Oh, wow. We started in 2006, and it's 2016, so this will be our 10th year of podcasting. Our naughty adventures. Wow.
I guess it's really our 11th year. We're starting our 11th year.
Is that right?
Yeah. 10 years is already done.
Wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
A decade of decadence.
Yes, and yes, yes, yes. What I did, I was just thinking about that probably around the end of December, and I started listening back to all our episodes, and I thought, well, what could I make you for our 10-year time in doing this podcast? So I just thought, okay, well, I'm going to go at the time code 2016 at all our episodes and just pull out whatever's at time code 20 minutes and 16 seconds into it and see what comes up, see what I get. And I did it. It took me all day, but I did it and I made you one, and it was about 30 minutes long. You came in and you're like, oh, we can't have it 30 minutes long.
So I cut it all together and we'll play it at the end of the show.
You cut it down to five or something.
Four or five minutes. It'll play at the end of the episode and you guys can listen to that. It's interesting to hear all that. Damn, we are potty mouths for a decade. We've been doing this show and, thank you guys all for staying tuned for so long. My goodness.
Yeah.
We've shared a lot with you guys.
And you've shared a lot with us, too.
We've had so much fun doing this show, and we're not going anywhere. We're going to keep doing it.
And yeah. Yeah. It's just too much fun to not do it.
So you did that for me, and we'll play that at the end of the show. And then around Christmas, I was at a mall doing some shopping, and I heard a song come on, the Muzak of My Favorite Things. How does it start?
Raindrops.
Yeah. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. And I'm thinking, okay, that's cute. Those aren't my favorite things. So I started thinking, well, what are my favorite things? And, I wrote a few lyrics and then came home and shared it with Allie. And then we wrote a song together and we're going to play it for you now.
Yeah. It was so much fun. We wrote a parody of the song.
Yes.
A swinger version.
A satire.
Here are a few of John's favorite things.
Brunettes and redheads and blondes with great asses. Super long blowjobs during hot tantra classes. Women on strip poles wearing G-strings. These are a few of my swingery things. Dualies and threesomes with a little submission. Reverse cowgirl that turns into mission. Naked vacations with swingers in spring. These are a few of my swingery things. Threesomes and orgies and sexy lap dances. Condomless blowjobs from girls who take chances. Corsets and costumes, fishnets and lace. the MILF who wants to sit on my face. When Aunt Flo comes, when the club's closed, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my swingery things, and then I don't feel so bad. My wife's lingerie coming off as she dances. She gives great blowjobs and shoots me hot glances. Naked body piles, breaking bed springs. These are a few of my swingery things. Confident women, sexy and flirty. Then when it's on, she loves to talk dirty. Pineapples, hot tubs, and secret sex swings. Screaming orgasms is what the night brings. Dark rooms and blindfolds made out of sashes. Come, covering my wife's eyelashes. Bed full of bodies all coming as one. That's a bit of our swingery fun. When Aunt Flo comes, when that club's closed, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my swinger cast friends, and then I don't feel so bad.
So that was the song.
There's the
I hope we haven't scared you off.
Oh, man. After we did that, I started like going, oh, my gosh, we should do a bunch of these songs. And we have so many friends that
could
do it and that we've done it with, like Late Night at Desire, at Pizza Time. We've broken out into... you know, full-on musical productions.
Swinger cast.
Swinger musical
the musical.
Spontaneously with our friends that are quite...
We have a lot of talented friends.
Yes, yes. And
we're not. Obviously. But...
But we just have a lot to have fun.
We pretend to be talented on our podcast.
Yeah. And, I started thinking, wow, we could get all our friends together and start a musical swinger version and take it on the road. So that's still in the back of my mind.
That might be on the works.
That might be in the works.
More likely it's going to be just drunken songs at bars with swingers, but
yeah.
That's okay. And I bet you we can come up with a few songs. Maybe we get the jazz group going on for some.
Yeah, at Naughty in New Orleans.
Yeah.
We can get the Tremaine Bass Band to play us some.
This is going to be tunes. Our biggest group ever for Naughty in New Orleans. And all you guys that are coming with us, we can't wait to party with you guys. And it's kind of like, you know, speaking of the band, we're getting the band back together.
Yes. A lot of couples that we have known that had come with us on our very first trip.
To Desire. Lots of our Desire couples are coming. Thanks to Sailing Couple. I think he orchestrated the whole thing. He's the maestro.
So there will be lots of new friends and a lot of not so new friends. That are coming.
It's going to be a blast.
It is going to be a blast. So if you want to join us.
Details are at our website, swingercast.com. Come to Naughty in Nolens with us. And then Bob and Tess, who organize Naughty in Nolens, they were very gracious. They've been trying to get us to come on a cruise for a long time with them. Mm-hmm. Finally twisted our arm, and we're going in April.
Yes. And I am so excited. I wasn't at first because...
We've never been on a cruise.
Well, I've been on a cruise.
We've never been together.
A vanilla cruise. But we're just normally not cruise people, or we've always said we're not cruise people. But you know what? Just like going to a resort with all swingers, how that's so much different than going to a regular resort and going to parties like Naughty in New Orleans with a ton of swingers. That's so much different as well. So I'm figuring a swinger cruise is just going to be, it's going to be great because it's going to be a whole fucking boat full of swingers.
A fucking boat.
A fucking ship full of swingers. And I'll have to put my worries aside of us being late and getting left in the Bahamas somewhere. But hopefully some friends will keep us on track and help us out by getting on the boat back on in time, and we don't get left in
Angie in the Bahamas. And Jay, average swingers, going to be there. They can keep us up
on track. So, you know, this is going to be a new adventure for us, and I'm so excited, and I know it's going to be great because Bob and Tess are, they do such a great job with Naughty in New Orleans, and we've heard so many wonderful things about the cruise from people over the years and friends that have been on it, and we're going to go check it out. So if you want to join us, you can also come to our website. It is in April, April 16th, I believe, is when the ship sets sail in Miami. So if, and there's a few rooms left, just a few. So if you want to come with us, please come to our website and sign up. And also, if you're going to be on the ship, email us and let us know.
Yeah, it's April 16th through the 24th. And it's short notice, sure, but if you want to come with us, do it. If you're already going, like Ali said, let us know. It's our first cruise. We're cruise virgins.
Yeah, give us some tips.
Take us under your wing.
So this ought to be great. And maybe you can sing your song on the cruise.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Maybe they'll sign you up to be the cruise talent and we can go on a bunch of these cruises.
Oh, I'll just live on the boat.
You'll just live on the boat. We can move to the ship and go to all their cruises.
Where's Waldo? Where's John? John's in the Bahamas.
So, yeah, so we have some exciting things. And we're also, in July, we're going again to Freedom Acres Resort Anniversary. This will be their second year, and we're looking forward to that as well.
Tom and Bunny graciously invited us to that party again, and we are so looking forward to it. You guys got to go check out Freedom Acres Resort. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Very cool place. Hot sun, hot people, just smoking good hot times.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, what else do we have going on this year? That's the three big trips so far, but you
know. Well, damn, baby, that's enough. You're going to wear my dick out. So, yeah, Naughty in New Orleans, the cruise, Freedom Acres, that's what's coming up. But what's been coming down? What have we been doing? What the hell? Where have John and Allie been? Where have we been? What have we done?
We're still here.
Well, yeah, we're still here in this room. Podcasting.
We're still swinging as much as ever.
We had an awesome vacation over the holidays. We've had friends in town. Longtime college friends came to visit us. Mm-hmm. Other podcasters have been in town, and we had a great time hanging out with those guys, and lots of hot sex in between there.
Yeah. My favorite single guy came in town
mm-hmm.
a couple of times, and we reconnected with him.
So tell him, who's your favorite single guy? How do you get favorite single guy status?
Favorite single guy status. Well, he's my rub it, suck it, coconutted.
Yeah.
Because we can just hang out with him. It's all so very, we really get along with him very well. just he's a great after guy. Afterwards and during and before, and it's always just like it could be like months, 6 months since, or 8 months since we've seen him.
Mm-hmm.
And we just always pick up right where we left off, and it's just nice. It's just very casual, and then
the thing I like about him is like, we'll have sex with you. He and I both will have our way with you and mm-hmm. have a lot of good hot fun. And then usually we end up like laying in the bed and we're like, now we're thinking about, okay, well, let's go get a drink. Let's go get some food.
But then one of you will start with a hard on again and we don't get out of there.
I know. That's what I like about it. He's like, he's not one and done. I like that. And then he'll get you going again. And I'm thinking, well, you know what? If I tried that on her, she'd probably say, no, let's go eat. But if he does it and he gets it started,
then I'm back in there again. And then it's a while before we're barely able to walk down. And the last time we was like 2 a.m. and we went to an all night
cafe
and just had a great time. And just, you know, it's just fun hanging out with him, whether we're having sex or eating at 2 a.m. and at a cafe.
Come for the sex, stay for the food.
and it's always an adventure with him too. Like, sometimes when he comes in town, we have to stay in, if all the hotels are booked, we stay in interesting places.
He always books
us
a hotel, and sometimes he'll book like a really nice 4 or 5 star place if it's available. Other times we've been like at the YMCA.
Yeah. mean,
it's just all over the place.
It's funny. Yeah. That one time, like that I love that time that, we did it in it wasn't the YMCA,
but
it was like a
hostel.
Hostel.
Yeah.
And it was on a single bed. That was funny. But, yeah, I guess he's my favorite single guy.
Okay. All right.
I usually don't have favorites, but I guess I do. So what did we do this? What did we do? What have we done? So we did Halloween. Halloween was a blast.
We did DVP.
Shit. You just jumped to it, don't you?
Yeah. Well, you asked.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we went out on Halloween, the biggest swinger holiday, I guess, or in vanilla holiday and everything for dressing up and partying. I was a naughty nurse.
Mm-hmm. You had great bedside manner.
Yeah, I had great bedside manner. It was very crowded. I just remember we didn't play right away, but,
we got intoxicated.
We were pretty tipsy.
Yeah.
On Halloween, I could say. And we were meeting a lot of people that we knew, and, some we didn't know, and just
ended up in a room.
Mm-hmm.
Taking off your naughty nurse outfit.
And then, yeah, I tried the DVP, but it wasn't actually planned. It just happened way well after I was very, very turned on and loose, and
wasn't my idea.
Wasn't your idea. It was the other guy's.
Wasn't
idea.
Your idea either. It was just the other guy. He was like, "Hey, have you ever tried this? You want to do it?"
And you did it. How was it for you?
Pretty exciting. I mean, it was pretty hot. I mean, you were. I guess the best thing about it was that it was like you were just so worked up and so turned on. And it wouldn't have mattered if he said, let's do DVP or spit roast or Eiffel Tower or whatever. It was just that you were so turned on and whatever position we could put you in. That was the exciting part. You were insatiable. You were just so turned on and so wet and so hot. And it really would not have mattered what position we put you in. It was just like, let's just get nasty and naughty. He asked you first. He was like, do you want to have us both at the same time? And you were just so turned on. You were like, yes, please. And I didn't really at first know where it was going. I didn't know if he wanted to go in your ass. And you never have anal sex in a club like that. So I just assumed that he meant both of us going in your pussy. And he did. And he kind of orchestrated it, put you on top of me, and I was on the bottom, and you were fucking me, and then he got into you from behind and put his dick in you, and then it was just kind of like pistons.
Pistons?
Yeah.
What?
Pistons in a motor, just like... One, two, back and forth. Like, I would go in, I would go out, he would go in, he would go out, back and forth.
Oh, okay.
And
I was wondering how you guys got the rhythm down.
But we were both always in you at the same time. We didn't do that for a long time. It was kind of, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 minutes, if that.
If that, yeah.
But,
well, like I said, I was really turned on, or like you said, I was really turned on prior, and then I've had sex prior, and I was very wet and very, I guess, stretched out. It just flowed really, really well. It just happened really pretty fast and smooth. It was very smooth.
Everyone was really turned on, and it worked.
Yeah, it was very hot.
If it had been planned, like you said, it probably wouldn't have been.
It wouldn't have turned me on.
No, me either. But I was turned on because you were turned on. I mean, like I said, I was so turned on. You could have said, let's cut John's balls off.
No, what?
I probably would have been like, okay, let's do it.
No.
I was really turned on.
So, I can mark that off my list. I don't know if I'll ever do it again, but who knows?
For me, like the sensation of it, it wasn't weird at all. Like I didn't feel like I was like too close to a guy's junk or anything. Because you were so turned on that it didn't matter that I was that close to another guy or anything. I mean, because I'm pumping you and you're making noises and you're really turned on. And I think the only letdown of it was for me. It was like after we stopped doing you together, I pulled out and then he turned you over onto your back. And he started fucking you. And now I'm outside the pussy. And it was feeling so good. Now I'm not fucking you anymore. I didn't come. But I went right back and got in your mouth. And you started sucking me.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he came, I fucked you. And your pussy was just so stretched out. It felt really great. I mean, I love fucking you after you've had sex.
Really? You yeah. like that? I thought guys liked it when pussies were tight.
Well, I do. I like it when it's tight, and I like it when it's stretched out, too, because it's like, I said...
You know why it's stretched out. That's why you like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I'm turned on. I'm like, my wife's been naughty. Her pussy is stretched out, and I am fucking it now, and... Yeah, it's hot. I love it because they're, like, stretched out, and... I'm realizing as I'm fucking you, well, how did her pussy get so stretched out? Because she was fucking naughty and fucking DVPing or fucking a guy with a bigger dick or whatever.
Yeah.
She's been naughty. And even if you're fucking a guy who's smaller than me it's still a turn on because you're so wet. And I'm like, how does she get so wet? Again. And then I start thinking, well, how did she get so wet? Because she's been fucking.
That little bit, I know how you are, because even when I go taking a shower before we're going out, and we haven't been out in a while, especially, and I'm shaving, and I'm thinking, before I get in, I'm thinking, I'm going to have to really, really do some shaving here to get ready. And then when I'm in the shower, I start thinking, why am I shaving? Why am I shaving? Okay. I'm shaving, and what's going to happen? And I get turned on in the shower even just thinking about it. So I can sort of relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, that happens to me in the shower too. Yeah, for sure. I'm shaving my balls. Why am I shaving my balls? You thinking somebody's going to be licking these balls? Is that why you're shaving them?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's good times. Good times. So that was a fun Halloween. And it was a stress-free. We didn't have to think about what are we going to wear for costumes, because over the 10 years, we have collected quite a few costumes.
So 10 years ago, when we first started the podcast, you know, it was a kind of a little secret lifestyle that we had with each other, and of course our great friends in the lifestyle and all of you guys who listen. But with our day-to-day friends, we don't share that stuff with them. But when our friend came from college, it was a great reminder of how open we've always been with our closest friends from our college days and also our close friends in the lifestyle. It's just easy to have sexual conversations or include our little naughty lives, things that we've done with those guys, just more natural. Our friend who's gay, who came, his iPhone and his iPad were like blowing up every day,
yeah.
Every minute.
Well, yeah. And we right away, I mean, he knows about our podcast and he knows. And when we picked him up from the airport, it was like late at night, and I was sitting with him, and he was showing me, he opened up his iPad, and that iPad went crazy. He was on two apps to find people, and he was sitting down in the room, the front of our house, and oh my gosh, at 1 a.m. on a Tuesday, there were pages of people that were still up and interested in him, and it was beeping like crazy. I was like amazed, and he was like showing me, here, these are all the people in your neighborhood, in your area within, you know, 10 miles that are just, that are up and looking at.
Right.
And I was just like, wow, whoa. And then I was looking, and he was showing me, and I was like, oh, here's one. He's 100 yards away. And then it said, and then I was just kind of like looking at them all. And then that one that was 100 yards away, all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. It showed that he was getting closer and closer and closer until he was 16 yards away. And I'm like, holy shit, he's outside our house, just standing there. He must be. He has to be. He must be outside of our house. I was like tripping out. And then, you know, I was like, wow, this is insane. This is, well,
way easier
for
gay guys to hook up than
wow.
The success on, like.
And it was fun. It was fun. Actually, I got to, over the time, he would say, well, what do you think about this one? What do you think about that one? And I'd say, oh, I like this one. What does this one say? Oh, this one's looking for a lollipop sensation. And, you know, we were just able to talk openly about it. And I got to see the whole, interactions of how they hook up. And
you were probably thinking the whole time, too bad those guys are gay.
Yeah, I was. But then I also was thinking, like, that's kind of like a little bit scary to me that
way easier for guys to hook up like that than couples.
Yeah, but I was like saying, well, aren't you worried that they know where you live, where you are, how close you are? But he's never had a problem at all. And he went out on a booty call, or I don't even know what you call it, what they call it, a hookup. And
yeah, he got lucky one night. He just told us, hey, I'll be back in an hour or so.
2 hours.
He was back in 45 minutes.
It was a wham bam. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it was interesting. And we also went out, just you and me, and we met some friends of ours, the Foos, for some drinks.
Oh, yeah. While he was here, we went out with the Swap Foos. They came into town and had a great time with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Always good to see them. And then took them to a club. And we've just had a lot of naughty times lately.
Yeah. And that night, well, they left early. They had some places to go. I think a meet and greet to go to at the time, but we stayed and had quite a,
you were pretty naughty that night.
Yeah.
After the Foos left, you know, I don't know.
Because like we were partying.
We were drinking.
Dancing.
Somehow we ended up in a room with me and you and about three other guys.
Yeah, but I took you. I said, I'm just fucking you, baby. But I just felt like I was a little too tipsy to be like...
penetrated by somebody else.
Yeah, I didn't want that. And I just wanted you to fuck me. But we were in an area where other people could also get involved. And we had met some
boy,
guys.
Boy, did they.
And they got involved. And it was very hot for me. It was you and three other guys. And... I guess they knew that there were, we did. I don't even think we had to tell them that there was no.
I think I told them.
You did?
Yeah. I'm like, she and I are going to have sex. You guys are welcome to watch, touch. If she might suck your dick, but only I'm going to fuck her.
Okay. Okay.
And
I didn't know you said that.
Yeah. No, because you had asked me. You had told me that. I do remember that. I might have been a little intoxicated, but I had enough sense to keep that straight. And laid you down on the bed and went down on you, and they were touching your breasts and you were sucking their cocks.
Mm-hmm. And you started fucking me. And the whole time I was also sucking their cocks. And while you were fucking me, and that was very hot for me, but the hottest part was the whole bukkake thing.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. What I liked about that is I'm like, you're fucking me, you're inside of me, and you can go for a long time. And I wasn't worried about any of that. I was just sucking dicks. And then what I love about the bukkake thing is once the first one comes, then it's like a chain reaction. And it's always like a chain. The second I start sucking the other guy's dick, it's just a few sucks, a few licks, and then boom, he comes. And then boom, the other guy comes.
And then boom, I come.
And then you come. And it happens Once it's to that point when the first guy comes, it is like an explosion of cum all over, you know.
Well, you know why, right?
Well, I know why, but in my mind I think, oh, well, I could just suck this guy for 2 seconds and wow, he's coming. But I know that it's just so hot for you guys. It must be to see another guy come, and it's just like a...
Well, it's not that it's hot to see another guy come. It's hot to see you, like, taking the cum on your face or on your tits or wherever you're taking it, in your mouth, whatever you're doing. And to see that's what gets me off. I'm like, damn, you know. She's taking the cum. She wants it. She, you know, because like that, like just like kind of like validates you that like you're like, holy shit, she's enjoying this. She's enjoying this, and when I know you're enjoying it, then it's like time to cum.
See, I didn't know that you had told him that before, that no penetration, just. You know, but you guys, so I'm thinking, because normally guys, a lot of times will, if they think that they're gonna fuck or get a chance to fuck, they will hold off on their coming.
Well, yeah. And then plus two, it's like a lot of times if I don't say it straight up, then it'll be like, you know, hey, can I have a turn on her pussy? Can I fuck her pussy, you know?
Okay, because I'm laying there thinking, wow, these guys just all really want me to suck their dicks.
Well, they did.
And that's it.
They're
comfortable with that, and they
want
that.
It was the end of the night, and they've been horny all night, and they wanted some release, and you have a hot girl there who's fucking her husband who's willing to suck dick and take cum, and when one guy, like you said, comes on her face, then the other guys, it's like an avalanche. It's like,
boom, yeah, boom, it's boom, an avalanche. Boom.
Like, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. So it's a good time. Great time. And yeah. Bukkake. yeah. I was pretty covered in cum that night. All of my hair and my face and my tits and my stomach and face.
And you like that. And that's what
I love it.
That's the turn on, you know? A lot of girls
would, you think?
Yeah, a lot of girls is like, no. You know. I've been with girls before outside of the lifestyle, before we ever started swinging, who don't want to take cum.
Well, there's a lot of women that don't like it. Is we
spit.
Well, there's still women in the lifestyle that don't.
Sure.
And you should definitely not come on them or in them or any way unless you know that it's okay.
Yeah, for sure. But I've told you this before. It's kind of like, you know, I'm going to go down on a woman. I'm going to take in all her juices. I'm going to take in all the juices. I'm not going to spit her juices out. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to swallow whatever juices are flowing that way. When I'm going down on a woman, and I'm thankful for girls who, like in my song, girls who give blowjobs with, you know, condomless blowjobs. I'm very thankful for that. I love it. And if you want to, you
come on your wife's eyelashes.
Yeah,
that was from that.
Yeah, that was your lyric. That was your. That's one of my favorite ones. But yeah, I mean,
I was thinking of that particular.
Yeah.
Particular night.
I've seen that a few times. I'm thankful for that. It's hot.
Yeah. Good times.
I would much rather come on a woman's tits or stomach than inside of a condom. I mean, you know, that's uneventful. Sorry.
Yeah.
But if I'm having sex, that's different.
Is it?
If it's penetrative, I don't mind coming in a condom because it's like I still get to have the sensation that I'm coming inside of her, you know, or you. It's okay. A big turn on to come inside. That's nature. That's what we're meant to do. That's the hottest.
Well, has a woman ever told you, don't come inside of me? I know you wear condoms all the time when you're fucking, but I'm just saying, does anyone ever tell you, don't come?
There's only one woman, and it's only because she really loves cum. She doesn't want me to come inside the condom inside of her. She wants me to take it off and come in her mouth. And you know who that is.
Yeah, it's not me.
No.
But it is me. She's someone that's a lot like me.
Yes. She loves cum, and she's like, don't come inside of me. But I have before, because I'm just like so turned on. It's like, I can't get the condom off in time.
Yeah. Well, I'm good about that and help you with that, ripping the condom off. But
no one's ever like said, don't come inside of me with a condom, no. Other than her.
I do know.
She has ulterior motives.
I do know some of our friends over the years haven't liked that.
Yeah?
But.
No one's ever said that to me.
But I don't think.
But I will always ask, you know, where do you want me to come?
If you, especially if you're getting a blowjob from somebody.
Oh, especially if I'm getting a blowjob, yeah.
But I'm talking about when you're having sex with someone. I guess what I'm trying to get to is, if you're having sex with someone and you're having a condom on, if it's a problem, if you don't want the person to come inside of you, you probably should tell them, because that's your responsibility to tell them ahead of time. And,
but have you ever told a guy though? Have you ever told a guy like,
well,
don't come inside of me with the condom on?
No, but I'm just saying for people, because not everyone is likes that. There are people that like to save the ejaculation moment for their partner.
Mm.
And then I'm just saying, if you're one of those people, just be sure to let the other person know ahead of time. And, but for the guys, and I think that's on the responsibility of the woman to let the person know. But with blowjobs, without
the guy,
without the condoms, it's on the guy. The guy needs to say,
I'm about to come.
Or yeah, give him some warning, or where do you want this come? And if you're a person that, like myself, that enjoys the cum, I pretty much indicate that.
Yeah.
Early on.
Yeah, you're pretty much, you can come in my mouth. You can come on my tits. You can come.
And I'll tell them, but it's really the guys should ask where do you want my cum, or give some warning, because I think that's. The guys need to do that. But,
well, it's also hot to ask.
It is hot to ask.
Not only is it respectful, it's also kind of a turn on, you know, where can I come? Where do you want me to come?
Yeah. And it is a turn on.
Because it indicates I'm about to come. You're getting me off. You're turning me on. You know, it's hot to ask. It's hotter to ask than not.
Mm-hmm. And it's polite. It's very polite. And
your cum is served. Madame.
Come. Yeah.
So you had your bukkake, your avalanche of cum. And we...
It's like the 4th of July. It really is. It is. It's amazing. It really is. And I like that. And just like I, and then all group situations.
Oh, I can only dream that I could have four women orgasming on me at the same time. How fucking hot is that? I mean, I totally see your point. God, four women coming on me at once. God, sign me up. Sign me up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's naughty fun. But, you know, I like variety and different things turn me on. But it all goes, I love the whole group fucking and sexual with lots of people because of that. And even like sixsomes with couples. I mean, things can go on and it just, the way it flows and how the excitement gets to a really high and then it comes down and goes back up and comes down and you feed off of other people's orgasms and just not feed off of them, but you get turned on even more when people around you are having orgasms.
That's why those guys come. They see you swallowing the cum.
I'm trying to talk about just group sex in general because I think I love that, but like group sex with couples as well is the same way. So let's see.
So that's what we've been up to. That's what we've been down to. We wrote a hit song. Great New Year.
Had some friends, single friends and couple friends come visit us.
Looking forward to some Naughty and Nolans with the biggest group ever.
Right.
Getting the band back together.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go on a cruise, our first ever cruise.
Yes. And I've got the nervous jitters again, but not really.
About the cruise?
Yeah. I feel like just the nervous excitement jitters. It's a new experience.
Well, there's like 3,500 people on that ship. That's a lot of cocks for you to suck. I'd be jittery too.
Oh,
no pressure.
Wow.
It's going to be like kind of like Desire and Naughty and Nolans. Jay and Angie told us that it's like a floating Naughty and Nolans. Bob and Tess know how to throw a party. I'm not worried about that at all.
I'm totally excited. And if you guys are definitely, if you want to come with us.
Do it.
Come to the cruise right away. Get your rooms and...
Details are on our website, swingercast.com. I don't imagine, it's kind of like, I think like when we first started going to Naughty and Nolans, it was just kind of like me and you and a few people. Mm-hmm. And then more people came. If this turns out to be a good trip, I'm thinking that, you know, a couple of years from now, maybe we'll have a big group go with us. I don't know.
We're going to test it out. We're going, because we don't like to like, promote things that we haven't really tested out for ourselves.
Right. But we know that Bob and Tess are tried and true and know how to throw a party and they're going to take good care of us. So I'm not worried about it at all.
At all. Yes.
So if you got some extra money laying around, do your taxes. Come with us in April.
April 15th is when we're flying out to Miami.
Yeah.
And the ship leaves on the 16th of April. God, and this boat is very, very high class. It's Sophia Loren inspired, decorated.
Divina.
Yeah. It's very, they have some kind of like gorgeous staircase made of crystals, and it's just very elegant. So it's definitely going to be different from my one cruise that I went on when I was 18.
Yes, it looks like a very classy, elegant boat. I've never taken a cruise before. I don't have anything to compare it to, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a blast if you guys, again, do your taxes, come with us.
So thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being patient when we take these unplanned breaks from podcasting.
Appreciate all your comments in iTunes. Appreciate all you guys for listening. 10 years. Damn.
Yeah.
Potty mouths.
I know. And what I am just pretty blown away that it's been 10 years, but time flies when you're having fun, I guess.
Yes, it does. But it's just amazing to me that this has been such a big part of our life. I mean, we've met the best people, some of my best friends that I can count on are because of this show. I've had so many wonderful hot times for sure, but also so many great conversations and been touched by so many wonderful people because of this show, if we hadn't started it. And so I'm glad that you guys continue to listen. Thanks for putting up with us. We're going to keep doing it. Just much, much thanks over the years to all of you who have contributed, participated, sent us questions that maybe you thought were dumb or stupid, but we appreciate that, and we love it, and we'll continue doing this, and from the bottom of our hearts and the tip of my cock, thank you very much for listening.
From the bottom of your heart and the tip of your cock.
Yes. And I can say
okay.
that.
Okay. And can I say that...
The tip of your tongue and the top
from
of
the
your
back
clit.
Of my throat.
From the back of your throat.
To the top of my clit. No.
Yes.
No, we're terrible. No.
That's going
in. In all sincerity. Yes. We love you guys, and thank you so much for everything. We're just so thankful that there are so many of you wild, fun, adventurous couples out there and single guys that we've had the fortune to meet and enjoy and share naughty times with, whether we've met you or not. A lot of times, there are some people that we haven't even met yet that I consider completely great friends, and that have been contacting us throughout the 10 years that we've been doing the show. And all throughout these 10 years, everyone has really, I can't go on about what all they've shared with us. It's a lot more than just the sex, and we joke about that it's just the sex, but it's way beyond the sex. And we hope that you guys have a fabulous 2016, have wonderful adventures, and have fun. Just have fun. We're going to end this podcast with a clip of all of our shows at the 2016 time code. 20 minutes 16 time code. Hope you enjoy it, and hope you enjoy your 2016.
You could have the screamer too, you know.
The male screamer.
And I hope we've discussed some issues. I would like to hear from them again.
Scooching over toward her face and toward me.
On that.
Yeah, that was the thing. I was like...
I didn't know I pulled you away.
Chuckling here.
I want to encourage all swingers.
Holy crap.
And we get up there and...
Yeah, they were flight attendants.
You could see all of the conversation around all the other tables.
Yeah.
We do a course called Orgasm Mastership.
She's bisexual.
Podcast Peer Award.
Stop being nasty in front of your face.
We all got on that bed pretty fast. Prevent razor burn.
Yep. All right. Bye.
And, I know how much you guys love to get voicemail.
Most probably the most comfortable place you're going to find.
You might be a swinger, breast.
You're a good hostess.
They weren't into that.
Thank you for your sweet and sassy call, sweet and sassy. My balls were in your mouth.
Because I don't want her knowing about my so-called erectile dysfunction, which actually doesn't happen.
Sex with us on the couch. In my mind, or tried to keep them out of my mind. That was wild, but it was just too hot that first night.
Fun pictures of everybody dressed.
First to gauge that because...
I wanted to try the body shot. It came in my...
John and Laura did slip off to the back of the club. And
we like just going out spontaneously to clubs when we can.
We're referred by SwingerCast and receive a SwingerCast discount.
You were feeling like you wanted to fuck him, I think.
Here in our city. I want to shoot porn now.
Whatever you bring out of it, whatever you get out of it, is for you guys.
We were missionary in the swing.
Both
Suck
ends.
On my cock.
It's hot. I know, I love that.
Just
different.
Guess, and it might be fun for the people listening along
okay.
to try to guess if it's real or fake.
All right.
And it was funny
you
because
think?
I'm cheating, but I have her permission to cheat on the bed going at it.
Whereas if you meet a couple and that's the main goal is you're just going to fuck those people.
I mean, if we would have come out all naked and all you. So that was fun going down on him and going and kissing her. He was hitting the G-spot for sure. I was having G-spot orgasms. Like I was feeling it. And
now you can wear it once in the States and then once in Mexico. So.
Then John had asked for
sexy photo with your partner and then had that photographed.
You're more attention down there. I mean, she got wetter and wetter and wetter.
Escorted up to the club and...
And we were like kind of walking towards the exit.
Yeah. We needed to get some air.
I had both the pussies. I had yours and hers. I'd be in a group situation and you would just like reach out your hand.
The problem was is that the economy kept getting worse.
You know, there's the ceremony and everything.
And that sort of thing. And maybe that also can be perceived as unapproachable.
You know, we kept it completely silent.
I was covered with a towel. And we get up there and...
Because she could get pregnant even with the condom. I was rubbing her back while you're giving us blowjobs.
It was a lot of fun. And you did a really great thing.
Of course, like going to places like Desire...
And starting to get a little hotter.
I mean, we did a lot of crazy shit.
And 3 blocks from the hotel that we're taking over.
And I was going down on her.
You know, the overall foreplay sort of for the whole week.
And John and I have played with both couples.
Body shot, Bailey's or something.
You're hard and you wanted to go up and play.
Watching the
sexiness.
Naked people fuck and suck. Well, if she would have come here with her partner.
I think it's really good for people who haven't been places like this to know that we're not all models.
You're doing it together and to enjoy it.
Yeah. It was just a pile on the
bed.
It was
an orgy.
It was just a nice flow. It's all about the setting for me.
Orgasms are infectious like that.
Completely opening up and enjoying myself.
This time... You know, she took it and everything, but...
It did not work.
Yes, exactly.
And he was standing at the door watching. She got a condom right away for you.
Right, exactly.
You know?
So, there's going to be a month or two that there will be no shows.
I would never want you sitting at home while I'm going and playing. I couldn't do that at all.
The first time I realized that it was black,
there was shut up.
Now you're fucking me all at the same time. And
I haven't even gone on a regular cruise, much less, you know, a lifestyle cruise.
So much for everything. Love you guys. Mwah.